Today is Wednesday, and this is Eunoia, spoken by Elswith. Don't worry, it only seems kinky the first time. I love that saying. Anyway, I confess, my dear relaxed, focused one, that I started today's Eunoia looking up tidbits about orange, the color, but fell down the well, a charming wishing well outside of a quaint cottage in a fairy tale forest, you know, the kind filled with pink glitter of research happiness and not cold, dank water. Anyway, I fell down the well and found food superstitions. Just like our colors have cultural meaning, there's no doubt that food has the same. A few things you can do with oranges. Give one to someone to make them fall in love with you. I don't think this would work for me. You could try a pear or perhaps a nice Honeycrisp apple. I'm listening to, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, which seems fitting as I'm naming the fruits that might work for seducing me. What a Wednesday. The gospel song with a restless spirit. Back to orange or back to food superstitions? Do you cut a cross on your bread so the devil won't sit on your loaf? He's welcome to sit on mine. It might actually help the oven heat evenly. Oh, that's a new twist on a wood-fired oven. And now, suddenly, I'm missing Italy. An afternoon nap that allows for late dinners and gathering in the piazza for gelato at 11 p.m. with what seems like most of the town. Anyone have a spare villa that needs a mistress to fill it with houseplants and laughter and fun? All right, back to this topic. Breathe in to four. One, two, three, four. Breathe out to three. One, two, three. Breathe in to two. One, two. Breathe out to five. One, two, three, four, five. Breathe normally. And reflect on the fact that you, just allowed another person to control your breathing.